Groundhog Day.
February 2nd, and we're doing a special little mini podcast on Groundhog's Day.
Because we just watched it downstairs.
Yeah, and this has been one of our favorite movies.
Not one of our favorite. Our favorite.
I mean, technically, the favorite. Metrically.
It has been my favorite for quite a while, and I've definitely been a guy that's been...
Don kind of pushed it.
Yeah,
I get your advocacy. Well, I mean, it was arguably maybe, you know, my top... It was maybe number two. I guarantee you it was in my top four anyway. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it was all... part of our top movies. That's why it's number one.
It's known as a great movie. It really is. It's as silly as it might think, a Harold Ramis
masterpiece,
but
it's,
I mean,
jewel.
You don't think of a Harold Ramis comedy with Bill Murray as being one of the best movies ever, but this movie has got so much depth.
I really had
it's
some
a lot
doubt.
Deeper than
when we started it, I was like
on the
exactly.
surface.
Remember,
deeper.
I said, I hope we have some chuckles.
Like, right? You're I'm going to watch for how much laughter we get, actually.
Yeah. I can't believe how funny it was.
We were, okay. Not only is it funny, everyone was 1,000% vested entire time, even though we knew every turn.
Oh, and we've seen it millions of times.
Right. But we still noticed things that we'd never seen before.
We did see a little bit of that. Yeah, that actually was nice. Watching it on Dave's 125
I mean, you could watch Andy McDowell's teeth really close.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. It's true. Such beautiful skin
like zoomed
and teeth.
In there.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 We reinforced the fact that at 35, she was exquisite.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And lovely.
And so was Mr. Murphy.
He was in his own little way.
This crazy honestly,
receding
though,
hairline.
For like the detail that we could see at this blown up proportion, it gave me that much more appreciation for his like character acting, and like portrayal of so much. You get like a twitch of his eyebrow, a wrinkle of his smile, like the tiniest little. Right. Quirks that he has, it speaks 1,000 words, and in so many scenes of this movie, I mean, that's what it was.
Oh yeah,
it was.
You got life lessons from his facial expressions.
You did, and then there was just great writing too. And a lot of actual lines.
We did like a review on this years
back
and
in
years
the day.
Ago.
Oh,
yeah,
for
and,
sure.
And I think I remember. That this was a movie he didn't even want
to
do.
Right. Harold Ramis had to convince him to do it.
They were friends.
He was like, I don't want to do this kind of movie anymore.
He didn't want to be
typecast.
He wanted to be maybe do more serious stuff, I think.
Yeah. But.
Which, I don't know. Lo and behold, though, I mean, it has more serious notes than I remember. Maybe it's because at this point in my life, maybe I noticed those themes more or
maybe.
Something, but I could not believe how poignant some of the lessons that they were portraying in this movie.
There was a scene where he actually jumped off a building to commit suicide.
Right.
Because
it was terrifying at the moment. I was like,
right. And that was one of the phases of grieving or whatever he's going through in this movie in his life.
And you'd be like grieving for the life that you no longer have, that you thought you'd have, the people that you'd never see again.
The hopelessness of where you are. I mean, he had to, he went through a whole sort of, you know, wave of emotion and different
33 years.
Things.
Yeah, so
that's the thing.
That's what somebody says.
That's what somebody says. Okay,
that's what it says.
I can believe that.
I was just going to say, so we lightly fact check along the way, and that checks out. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to pick it apart, but we...
Right.
How fast could you learn piano
somebody
to that
said,
level?
Right, I think the thing was...
I mean, he was expert level.
I think they said something like, you see the clock turning something like 30 times in the movie.
Okay. Right, and so then that's literal.
Then there's reference to maybe 400 other days included in, like, when he's tossing cards and he goes, you know, how are you so good at that? And he goes, you know, 6 months, 4 or 5 hours a day, you know.
Right. Something I didn't necessarily specifically pick up on, but.
Yeah. And then just becoming an expert pianist and I don't know, all the other things that he
sculptor
and all these things. I mean,
the amount of time it would take to have conversations with these people to know all of those personal details. Like, each one of those people would probably take a separate day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Right. So those casual scenes where he walks through and knows. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's making notes. You're not going to
learn everyone's life story in one conversation. Right.
They get specific on a couple things early where he's in his sort of devious mode.
Right, right.
Where he's, you know, chasing after this lovely young lady. Sure. And they kind of show how he remembers different things every day and sort of, you know, eventually is able to get her into bed and all that kind of stuff. And you can imagine that he's doing that for all these other circumstances.
Right. I mean, if you go to work every day, you go to work every day, how long does it take before you know everybody?
Right. Yeah.
You know all the details about everybody.
That's true. It
takes a long time.
Well, and imagine if you had, if you took everything that you were worried about or were like concerned about of your future out of the equation.
Oh, man.
And then you were only focused on what was going on today.
Yeah.
What is going on with this person that I'm interacting with today? Like, I never realized the lessons of presence in this movie.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great powerful word,
that is. Yes,
because he eventually does do that, and all those moments in life that we just take for granted and that just are a blip, and he actually, you know, cares about someone for just a moment or talks to them or just, you know, pulls something out of them, and it's just so much different.
Yeah.
What was that line that I said that I noticed? He said something to Andy McDowell.
That's the line that I think is what breaks him out of the cycle. And I tried to look it up and I can't find it exactly because it's my favorite line and I can't believe I don't remember it. But it's something like, what is it?
If I only have this day
with
you and I'm happy, that's all I need.
Something like that. You're way
every
off.
Every passing moment is another chance.
That's my favorite line.
That's Vanilla Sky.
That's Vanilla Sky, which is also another phenomenal line.
I mean,
that's another phenomenal
line. Same vein of lesson, I suppose.
Right.
But if there's no tomorrow, like, it's very I'm selfless. Happy.
Right. It's very selfless.
Right now, here with you, like, ultimately, that is how you get the most out of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is by focusing on nothing else but now.
Don't think about.
It's just the love that we have at this very moment is all I need.
There you go.
Yeah. And you break that down.
That's all you ever have.
Right.
You only ever have.
Lock the door, Bill.
Today.
We're not leaving this
room. We're just going to podcast until we die. It's fine. This is going to be brilliant.
At the very end, like, where he wakes up with Andy McDowell and he says, today is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
coming back in this room is kind of like a.
It is a little bit of a Groundhog Day for sure.
You definitely can do things better.
Yes.
Right. You know what to do.
Oh my gosh, that's such another lesson too that I don't think I really like. That didn't hit home for me watching it so many times over the years. But you know those moments where you like, oh, I could have done that a little bit better. Mm. What if you really did have that moment to live over? And you could completely selflessly execute in another way. I mean, the impact. Perfect. Yeah.
Maybe I did.
I would have done earlier. I said that he was due. I would learn music.
Well,
oh yeah, for
and
sure.
And another thing that like really got to me too is, I mean, the gift of age, the gift of experience, where you do have those moments where you're like, you know what? This time I knew better, and I did it a little bit differently.
Right.
And the outcome was better. But if you could repeat that, if you could rinse and repeat that 100,000s of times over, like how much better every single day would be. And that's what it like exemplified. It was like every single experience that I have is focused on learning in the moment about whoever I'm interacting with. It's not that he didn't think about the future, because he was. He was thinking about how I'm going to use the knowledge of today for tomorrow.
Absolutely.
But you're not like listening to someone and already thinking of your response. Yep. You're just genuinely learning. You're taking that into consideration.
Super difficult to do.
Absolutely.
That's a huge lesson.
If we could all live like Groundhog Day, like that's...
If we all could.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as long as you got another day to live, you can make the next day just a little bit better.
That's it.
And that's all it is. I love this one and Vanilla Sky, because that one, in that the line in that movie for me is, you know, every passing moment is another chance to turn it around.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that is, again, just a really, it's a, just such a simple sentence, but it means so much. I mean, it's so poignant.
What if you're in a loop and you don't even remember? What if you're in a loop right now and we don't know it?
I know. I feel like we...
Get your own damn sweatshirt.
These concepts of like multiverse did not occur to me, you know, back in the day either, obviously.
Right.
But little things that you were pointing out too about when does this day actually restart for everyone else involved in this in this multiverse?
I think they kept going. I think it was...
I know, but then like think about the positive impact he would have had over these, whatever, 33 years that he was reliving the same day and like discovering someone whose life he saved and the people in that life that were affected as a result. And
the little boy that kept falling out of the tree.
Right. He prevented his back from breaking. And then,
the lesson he learned with that old man that he couldn't, make live.
That some things are truly out of your hands and there's nothing you can do. Right. But maybe all you can do is enough that he didn't die alone, that you gave him a bowl of soup and he had company the day that he died.
There you go.
How powerful.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All of those people probably, you know, appreciated just that, the kindness that he eventually, you know, gave them. If it was just all the people in the diner, you know, when he, you know, took the time to learn a little bit about them.
Gosh. And how like kindly surprising it is to every human when you're like, oh, you remembered something about me.
Right, right.
Like, wow, you actually took a moment out of your day to know something about me.
Yeah.
Like how amazing that is.
And then it's realized that, you know, doing that made him feel so much better than way he was before when he was just worried about himself.
Selfish, yeah.
And just trying to get...
Being nice,
yeah,
makes you feel good.
Being nice. Isn't that ironic, though?
Yeah. Being nice makes you feel good.
It's ultimately self-serving still, maybe, in a way. You're like, I feel better if I'm kinder, but it's still, I mean, it's reciprocal. It's all about that, like, kinetic energy with the universe and every multiverse within it, maybe. If we're going to get...
Yep.
We're going to get deep with it, but...
And we're talking happiness. I mean, the whole thing was he was seeking happiness, and he thought... Just getting Andy McDowell in bed was happiness. But he then...
Right.
Yeah.
When she wanted to go get a cup of coffee with him, he said, no, I've got a few errands to make.
Right.
So he got out of that.
There's
out
like
of that. Out of himself and into the world. And he was happier.
Yeah. He like tapped into intrinsic values where there was like more to this life than you and so much that you can affect. I just can't believe how deep this felt tonight.
Yeah, it really deep.
Oh yeah,
for me, it's
this movie.
Deep, but it's
affects me every time I watch it. That's why I constantly say, you know, because I do watch this probably more than you guys do. I almost remembered all the lines, all the stuff, and every time I watch it, I go, I come into it like you guys and saying like, is it still that good? Because it's not like I watch it once a month like you do with
Jurassic Park,
but definitely once a year or a couple times. And it's
super
always...
ironic, my family is watching Jurassic Park.
The original? Really?
No joke. Yeah. Sent me a picture of like T-Rex.
Really? John,
yeah, I know, but I mean, like, how ironic is that? Because I guarantee, okay, so now I'm going to have to call it a tie in just different ways, but a movie is the best of the best because it checks multiple boxes. Yeah. That's my thing. Like, you have to hit numerous all the levels. Yeah.
You do. You do. And, you know, I mean.
And I have to see something different sometimes when I watch it again.
I saw a difference this time.
It's tough to you know, compare Jurassic Park to Groundhog Day.
But I mean, they're equal rivals.
They are, right.
At the top of the pole.
Great movies, yeah.
Yep.
I actually have the line right here. I could actually play it.
Go ahead. Just on your mic there.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Let's see what happens.
How long is it? If it's, I'll cut you off.
Well,
I'll talk over it if it goes over.
Steve's the producer over here.
A 2 minute clip?
No.
Or but this is pretty close to right about when he's going to say it.
Okay.
About 9 seconds.
You can.
All right. Just.
As long as we talk over a little. No. No, no, seriously.
Okay. Oh, as far as, okay.
Well, nobody will hear it because they'll take it off the air. So let me talk over at least a mumble.
No matter what happens tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the rest of my life, I'm happy now.
There you go.
I'm happy now.
Because I love you. I think I'm happy too.
I think he shouldn't have said, I love you.
I know,
Did she ever say it to him?
No.
Never. Not even any time in the movie.
Didn't shock her that time that he said,
I know,
love you.
I was just going to say, he like set the groundwork a little bit more subtle that
but
day.
But that is the
he
line.
Was smoldering
that is the line.
Her,
right. Know. Well, I mean, to be fair, yes.
Nice job.
Most people, if you dropped an I love you on the first
date,
like,
on the first date.
First date as coworkers, you'd be like, what the fuck?
No, a little fast.
Right. Like,
but what if your head was just spinning.
Her head was spinning. He just did like a lifelike snow sculpture of her. And here's the thing, though. You know where he won her over? The effect he had on other people.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah.
It was the relationship to the to the world around you.
Okay. Yeah. She had to like completely reevaluate the person that he was, because she came into that day thinking, you know, here's the guy who calls himself the talent and is just a dick. And
he's
whatnot.
A jerk to
and
everybody.
And he was, right. So she's, I mean, if you think about it, she's really coming from that perspective. And he really
and
has
And she
to,
wasn't wrong.
I mean, and she wasn't wrong. And so in, you know, a day, she has to come up with this new perspective on him.
Well, he's whipping out tickets to WrestleMania with that couple.
That was hilarious. Oh, Michael Shannon.
With Michael Shannon. Like, and
a young
We're
going to
be
Shannon.
In Philadelphia. Anyway, how did you know? Gosh, I love that.
And I just love how he gets so much better at playing the piano. And, you know, that whole moment where he's, you know, starts out slow and then he picks it up. And he's just so
I was just enjoying watching her face.
I know. If this movie was made now, they would have like a couple of just extras that would be him coming into the piano lessons repeatedly.
Okay.
And he would be like pretending like he was terrible.
Right.
And then like
I thought about that like
a minute later being
the
like,
last
all
lesson,
right, I think I got that.
Exactly. At the end he's you know, he's playing some jazz or whatever.
Because she clearly takes credit for it. She's like, he's my student.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like just that day.
Is this your first lesson? There's only one lesson and he had to be in there at some point pretty damn good.
Right. Oh my gosh, but I love that. Oh, so subtle.
Hilarious.
And I think one of the reasons this movie is so funny is because all the wholesome characters are so believable.
Mm-hmm.
Like the woman in the bed and breakfast, he goes,
oh yeah.
Do you ever have
deja vu?
And she
Mrs.
says,
Lancaster?
No, but I'll check with the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, and she just sells it. They
bless her heart.
Sincere.
Yeah.
They're so innocent and real.
They do.
And
they,
that's so funny when they say their lines like that.
Right. They did get just beautiful acting out of those small parts. Every little small part sells it.
And gosh, props to Harold Ramis, rest in peace. Mm. But like how genius was this premise to
it
begin
is.
With?
Man.
Because honestly, I watched the YouTube video today of Groundhog Day.
Okay.
It is the same fucking stump. They all have hats on.
Oh,
those suits.
Yeah.
It looks just like that.
Yeah.
The town folk are packed in there in their little I mean, it is exactly legit. Like that. And they do it every year. And yeah. his speech was like, how many of you are here for the first time? Like, woo, some crowds again. How many of you have been here five or more times? Woo. Oh, how many of you have been here 10 or more times?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, massive. Like oh, equal crowd. Yeah. He even went to 20.
Oh, wow.
And there was still like a marked response. And then wow. he was like, more, 25, 35. And there was like still a group that was like, yes. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for real, Groundhog Day, we all live it a little bit.
We do. In our I own mean, this ways. This is the first movie that did this, right?
Yeah. There was no time loop movie that I can remember.
Right. We didn't.
In fact, only just recently, you know, in this past couple decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this came out in the 90s, right? 93. Mm-hmm.
93.
So there was, you would think it would, since it was so, I guess, successful, it would have set off more time loop kind of movies. But right. I can't think of any, you know, more recent ones, you know, like Palm Springs.
Oh, sorry. Palm Springs, right.
Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you, if you talk to any one of the writers, directors, producers of any of those movies, they would list this as an influence.
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure. Right. I mean, now that's a phrase. You say, yeah. you know, Groundhog Day.
Wake up,
right.
maggot.
That's like that's Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, that phrase, you know, used to mean
right.
the day that we found out if it's going to be an extra long winter.
Yeah.
But now
it means time loop.
Now it means time loop. Oh, it's another Groundhog Day, you know.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, so it's a good one. It's a good one.
Something crawled on me. Oh, I think so. I'm in hell.
That's Dave's worst
that would be
Groundhog
a bad
Day.
Groundhog Day. Every oh, yeah. day you woke up
with
there
spiders,
were spiders everywhere.
Oh, God.
To fight your way out of a room so, full of spiders.
Yeah, so yeah. we watched a copy of it. I don't know how... If somebody wanted to watch this right now, how they would do it. But
I thought the Blu-ray was really good, even though, you know,
I was actually impressed.
It's still original.
With the quality.
It's grainy, but they're good.
It's not like a VHS blown up, though.
Right.
I mean,
no.
It was still clear.
And the sound had a lot of good dynamic range where it mm-hmm. was quiet, and then the music would
sure.
kick in and,
oh, yeah.
you know.
Well, and you heard, like, specific sounds, a splash or a, you know, there was
oh, right.
some dynamic
the crashing
there.
Of stuff was in a corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Where did you get that? I mean, have you had that for a while?
Did I
buy it for you?
For my birthday.
Did
people
I buy it for you?
You know,
probably. Don
people
probably
know
bought
it
for
one of my
you.
Favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
I've had VHS copies. I've had regular
Yeah,
copies.
I know. I'm pretty positive I have VHS and like standard DVD.
Ooh,
yeah.
I would love to see a VHS copy of this movie.
It would be. You know what?
You don't think you have one or no?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
I think a that's player,
one of the,
too?
That's one
that's
of the few... Thing. Oh, VHS copy. That would be amazing.
Right?
Yeah. I have a low-res DVD of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have that,
just a 480.
Oh,
just
but
a
480. But how would we watch the VHS? Because I have, like, a unit, like a VHS in... Like
in a
VCR
in a
inside the TV on the bottom. It was,
right.
like, a dorm room situation.
I
but...
have one. I have a VCR... I still have one VCR.
Okay.
I have one too. It's actually it's a VCR and a CD, a DVD recorder.
Okay.
So you can transfer.
So that's when you could like rip off movies that you rented.
Oh wow.
Or update them.
DVD recorders. I forgot about those.
Oh, look at this. He's like,
oh, there you go.
Oh yes.
Oh wow, Dave's got a VCR, a dusty VCR, and a shiny. VC
shiny dusty copy
of Jurassic Park.
That's original
classic.
Wow,
oh, that's good stuff.
Same era though. What Jurassic Park must have come out? What 94, 95? Yeah, okay. So clearly, that's where all my favorite movies.
Oh yeah,
originate from.
Yeah, it was a good time to be
right
happy.
Well, this will continue to be a classic. I can't think of too many movies. You know, that are groundhog quality.
Mm-hmm.
They put it all together.
But you like time loops because when you...
I do.
Like Palm Springs.
Right.
You just get that, you think about Groundhog Day.
Yes.
You just like that.
I mean, it tends to have, the theme is similar in them.
Yeah.
I forgot, how does You know, there's a, you have to sort of redeem yourself or do something to break the cycle of the groundhog of,
or
the,
like,
of the loop.
Yeah, bringing someone else into it.
I mean, this one was kind of unexplained, you out of it. Right? There's no explanation of what he didn't trip, hit his head.
No, but he
No,
he
but says that's that better. It's not like a coma or something that would be like explainable.
Right, yeah. Right. It's just.
Well, I mean, you know, in
just magic,
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's he gets that alien is killed and blows up, like the alien blows up and he blows up, so they like combine their blood and stuff instantly.
Okay, right.
That's
okay.
How it started.
How does he get out of it? Oh, I remember. He actually gets a transfusion.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Right, right.
He gets a transfusion that actually just wrecks
medical.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie came out 2 years ago. It's the map of tiny perfect things.
When we did our episode, and somebody
good.
Will look back at out of all our time loop movies, that one had just come out, and I think that's why we did the episode. That's a really good one.
It
as
was
well.
Really good, actually.
I didn't see that.
And let's see, what could you see that on? It was excellent. Prime Video, it's free on Prime Video.
There you go.
Nice.
So this one. You had mentioned, what if Andy McDowell and Bill Murray were both in the same time loop?
Right, the next day they wake up.
Then, oh my gosh, wish that they had had Bill Murray do a cameo in Palm Springs, kind of.
Any of those good time loop movies, right?
Well, in this one, right, so in Palm Springs, they are in a time loop together. In this map of tiny perfect things.
Also time loop
It just
together.
Wouldn't work if together. She... If they both woke up and then
wouldn't work.
He doesn't know it, but she
turns into the time loop.
Yeah,
person?
She turns it where he is perfect every day. Would she get sick of that pretty quickly?
Well, she would see him practicing and doing that.
No, it would just be that last day.
Now it would continue. Yeah.
It would just continue.
Like he got out of it, but she got stuck.
Huh.
Right.
That one doesn't make
sense.
No,
that would
though.
Be depressing.
It doesn't make any sense either because she's
not the lesson.
She wasn't a jerk that
they
needed
were going
to
for. Right. Yeah. He said he was like, I've never met anyone as genuinely kind to people.
Right.
So he finally gained her favor and he was redeemed.
I mean, that's what it takes a long time to.
That is what is so magical, too. Like, it never occurred to me how many days passed, like, in those time sequence, like, just glossing over between scene takes or whatever, but that he was falling in love with her, trying to gain her favor over 20 plus years minimum.
Right.
And I mean, that's so powerful.
Yeah, the dedication to...
That she was the same person every day.
Oh, that's right.
Saying the same thing every day. At the same spot
I didn't think
every
about
day.
That.
But she remained that worthy, like that he still was grounded to her.
That was his desire. That was his one thing that... was driving him.
Right.
And that made it so
he found
romantic.
Some purpose. Right. Yes. Some purpose. I mean, like the ultimate romance.
To
ultimate romance.
To somehow
he was like, I learned
be worthy of her love.
Right.
You know,
he was like, I learned the
myself.
Meaning of life.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back to you.
Now I have to be worthy of you somehow.
Right.
How could you alter this day? Oh, this would be this would be a great day to do over with our meeting, little party at night. You know where you could answer every question perfect.
Oh, that's right.
You would just go up to everybody and say, "Hey, buddy." There's 100 people in there.
Oh,
you
I
could
love
talk
it.
To everybody, answer every question. You could go, "No, you deserve it." You know.
Oh gosh, yeah. It would be a similar day, right? Because there's like a big party portion of it. Then during this whole podcast,
I would be making pizzas from scratch,
right?
Yeah.
You know.
During the movie, while we're watching it, you're obviously able to recall the movie perfectly.
Right.
And you, know when someone's going to take their last sip, and you're already like, did you need
another? Don't get up, Kelly. There you go.
We get you this.
Oh, I love it.
I loved it in the movie.
But would we be still watching Groundhog Day, do you think?
Maybe. I don't know.
I would have switched probably. It to Jurassic Park.
Just every now and then you switch it up. Just switch it right? up.
I liked it in when funny. Bill Murray said, I had that day down in the Bahamas where I was drinking margaritas and I made love to that beautiful girl.
Oh, no, it was Mai Tais. Oh, yeah.
Why couldn't I? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have that day over and over again?
Making love like sea otters.
Because that would get boring.
You do know all the lines, don't you?
It would get boring. This had, that's like average people and.
To world peace.
To world peace. To human connection. Because that's the meaning of life.
Woo!
Ooh, I love that.
One more.
I love that.
Connection. Yeah.
And that's why this movie is just, you know, above all the rest, and it's number one on the poll, is because it those life lessons that it teaches,
timeless.
Besides being funny,
right.
at the same time, and being so inspiring.
And it's so timeless like that. I mean, even though it's 30 years old now, you rewatch it and you're like, those are universal lessons that
I didn't believe it was going to be this good.
I didn't either.
Like the credits were going, I'm like,
I'm so happy that
I would
you guys
already
liked
have
it.
Said before tonight that it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It is.
Yeah.
But it still exceeded my expectations. Yeah. That said something.
And I've never went to the theater to see it.
Right.
I remember.
This was a little bit like going to the theater to see it.
It was. That's true.
Yeah, I never did.
Yeah, you're right.
I can't remember.
You're totally immersed.
I mean, we should have. 94. I lived in Lannan.
It wasn't, you know, it's not the kind of movie that you might
have been
living with me.
I could have, but I definitely didn't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Bam.
What were you doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hellion.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Getting into trouble. Yeah, I mean, I could have gone to the movies.
Yeah.
I don't believe I did.
Yeah, but we don't have a stub, do we, Bill? Groundhog Day stub.
Oh, no.
No. I would have remembered that. Yeah. So I gave all of my stubs to
me.
You.
We
so
combined them.
You have a big bowl of them. But
we got old stuff.
I
we
don't
have,
remember going
we have
to this
Terminator
movie.
Stubs.
Why are they in a bowl?
No, they're not in a bowl. They're in a big glass ticket.
Okay.
When you walk down the stairs, right before you, the last step.
Oh,
look to your right.
Yeah.
Like they're right in there. Actually,
I thought you were talking about like you're holding out on old movie stubs that are in a bowl somewhere. I'm like,
you need to
put that shit on display.
No. Yeah, because I've saved my movie tickets throughout my life.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
You still do it?
I have a couple of shoe boxes.
Nice.
I'm upset that they give you those.
Well,
you
I was just going to say it's kind of a shame because for the last, I don't know, quite a few years, it's digital.
Yeah.
I don't get printed tickets. Right. Or even if you do get printed tickets, it's like this.
Thin paper.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
it's like a crappy receipt.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what that's made out of.
I do.
You probably sell it.
Yes. Like, it's like 5 mil like poly that it's direct thermal printing. So it wears within 5 years.
I love the technical.
It seems like it should be even thinner
knowledge.
Than that.
Yeah.
Like 1 mil. Maybe.
Yeah. Right. 2.
It feels like nothing when they give it to you. You're like, oh, I lost.
Depends
it.
On the theater.
Oh, okay. There was a couple that were printing for a while. Big, thick tickets.
Yeah, no, that does not exist anymore.
That one that I wanted you to go to in, there's an old-fashioned theater that we never go to in Cedarburg.
Oh.
Do you
get a regular ticket there?
Yeah, they give you a regular ticket.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah, that's
like paper stock.
Paper stock, real, they're melting butter for the popcorn. Oh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Costs too much money to do that probably, right?
Right.
I mean, that's probably...
No, but I mean, that theater only costs $5 to get in.
No, I'm just talking about Marcus.
Oh, okay.
Our
primary theater.
There's no ink there. That's what I'm saying.
No.
That's direct thermal printing.
What does that mean?
We're blasting.
What does that mean? They like heat up the stuff?
Yeah, it's
and that
literally
creates a
like
color change?
Like heat imprinted into the fibers of the receipt itself.
And somehow that creates...
So like if you set a receipt on your dashboard in the sun, it'll turn black.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all that print is. Oh. It's just heat.
So is it, just to get into whatever...
Printing. Next subject.
The technology that you're talking about there, is it like reactive, the paper? That's what it is.
Yes.
It's somehow made so that
the
when
fiber
it's heated
itself
up,
is chemically treated so that when heat is pressed into it.
Wow.
It and then they just imprinted and then they onto the material itself.
What was in school? The mimeograph so you could smell?
I did not remember know that.
Was that what it was?
Love there you go. Smell.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Mimeograph.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That was like huffing in when you were eighth.
It was kind of like blue ink, right?
When you were in first grade.
Yeah, and it would smear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't let it dry.
You do just love that, right? Yeah.
Love it.
Love it. All right. Yeah, that's so
in the Breakfast Club. I think they're all smelling the paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is that a wrap?
Mm. Right.
Okay. Yeah, we kind of forgot about the movie.
We digress.
Oh, you don't want to talk about science fiction movies?
But we could relive this day every day.
Oh, yeah.
Is where we got to that.
There you go, right.
We will.
At some point, the conversation over 30 years would change. Oh, man. Do you imagine? We were stuck in this room for 30 years.
We'd get pretty knowledgeable about people.
I was just going to say.
As long as the bottle was fresh every day when we started, I'd be okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, is there any water to live off of? We have enough. We could live.
You wouldn't die in one day.
One Hershey Kiss will be fighting over that.
Yes.
Mm.
Nope, that's mine.
That's give that to Kelly.
We'd trade off. Hopefully Kelly would allow us to have.
Yeah, some days I'd be feeling good about humanity and I'd be like,
you'd wake up early and grab that thing.
Other days, Bill would just be stabbing us. Tired of your opinions.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
And I would be eating your raw meat out of
there you
arms.
Go.
By the way, that Society of the Snow, excellent movie.
I told you. It's phenomenal. 5 stars, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they eat each other as they die, but, you know, they do it.
Very
mildly.
Very tastefully.
Tastefully, just to be.
It's like more like.
Sure.
They actually wrap it in snow sometimes, the meat.
It never looks bloody. It looks like grizzle.
They say, well, here, if I wrap it in snow and then just pop it in your mouth.
Mm. Eat it quick.
We're talking about like the soccer team that
crashed
in like, South America?
I think they're talking about how many times you chew. Just try to go one, two, swallow.
Mm.
Like, don't just,
I mean, I wouldn't would try
don't
to
savor it.
Yeah, I would not try to taste that shit.
They lived several months.
They did.
Yeah.
And they never, they had one person cut up the people, never told them who they were eating.
Yeah.
Oof. I would want to know.
Oof. No, you wouldn't.
Bob's delicious.
That's why they let that go. It was smart.
Would not want to relive that over and over again. Yeesh.
Ay, caramba.
All right.
Well, happy Groundhog Day.
Happy Groundhog Day.
Hey, here we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Oh! Until next time.
Okay.
Until next time, goodbye.
Adios, amigos.
See you, boys.
Later.